Can you talk a little bit about the economic impact of the sugar industry in Florida?
Both directly and indirectly, about 13,000 people are employed in or close to Florida sugar farming interests here in the state of Florida, and that results in about $3.1 billion of economic impact in Florida's agriculture sector.
Generally speaking, environmental groups are critical of the sugar industry. One of your critics is Alan Farrago, president of Friends of the Everglades. He says the sugar industry is one of the most entitled and wealthiest entities influencing American politics.
There's virtually no piece of Everglades restoration that can proceed without the sugar industry's endorsement. In fact, it is not an exaggeration to say that the entire Everglades restoration effort is a workaround of Big Sugar.
I know you've heard these criticisms before. Is there anything you can say to respond to that?
I would point to the fact that, for example, a major piece of legislation last year, we worked hand in hand with the Everglades Foundation and Florida Audubon to help craft a bill that is now law that will enshrine really the final phase of Everglades restoration. We work with policymakers to ensure that there's good agriculture policy that allows us to remain a vibrant part of both the state and nation's economy.
Is there anything you really want the listeners to know about the sugar industry or about what the critics have to say?
What people should understand about Florida sugar farmers is that they are people that make their living from this great natural resource that we have in the state of Florida. We pay additional taxes, billions of dollars of additional taxes called privilege taxes, in order just to farm. We also spend hundreds of millions of dollars on best management practices on our farms, which are designed to help improve water quality and make us better stewards of the land.
You mentioned the taxes that are paid. Critics are unhappy about the sugar industry subsidies through the farm bill because they say that it actually drives prices up for the consumers.
I would tell you it's not a subsidy. The word subsidy is designed to make people think that there are just direct flows of cash from taxpayers to farmers. The federal program is about protecting American farmers from foreign subsidized producers, controlling the export and import of sugar so that Florida sugar farmers, U.S. sugar farmers, have an equal footing with foreign producers.